Hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber coming to you for yet again another edition of the Word of the King. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou? Today on the Word of the King, I'm entitling this presentation, Urgent Update on Utah Data Center and 666 Surveillance System. Before we get started, though, let's have a word of prayer. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, I just want to come to you now, and I just want to humbly beseech you, dear Lord God, to help souls, dear God, to see, dear God, the urgency of what they're going to hear, dear God, on this broadcast today. Be they already saved, be they not saved, help them to see the urgency of the topic they're going to hear today in this broadcast. And Lord God, I pray that through it all, dear God, and through the issue of Bible prophecy, that you would, dear God, draw souls all the more closer to you. And for those, dear God, who are not yet born again, that they would enter into the kingdom of God and they would know the dominion that is theirs over death and over sin through Jesus Christ. That dominion that belongs to those who believe on his name. Blessed Father, blessed Son, blessed Holy Ghost, go forth preparing hearts now, dear Lord God, and working in hearts in light of what they are about to hear. And again, Lord God, I just want to pray for Brother John McTernan as he continues to expose these matters on his blog, John McTernan's Insights, and the separate blog that he's now set up, the 666 Surveillance blog. Bless him. Watch over him, Lord God, I pray in Jesus' name. Yes, I was once again on Brother John McTernan's Insights blog, and recently John McTernan, by the way, John McTernan, he happens to be a brother in the Lord and a friend of mine, and he happens to be a past employee of the federal government. He also started a group known as Cops for Christ. Yes, John McTernan, he worked for the federal government. So, whenever he says things concerning the activities of the federal government, I don't take them very lightly, and I would suggest that you don't take them very lightly. I'm reading right now from this blog that John McTernan recently set up. But today, I'm not going to be getting into an overabundance of scripture, but I will read this starting off here. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, speaking of the son of perdition, that last and final beast to be manifested before Jesus Christ returns in power and glory to judge the quick and the dead. It says in Revelation 13, verse 16, speaking of this beast, and he calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Verse 17, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Verse 18, here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, I'm reading now from John McTernan's new blog, the 666 Surveillance blog. And by the way, John did do a very good track on the 666 Surveillance System blog. I read from that track in a past program here on the Word of the King. He has here on his website, his blog, speaking of that track, the track that issues the clarion call to where modern technology is heading. You can click and view the track and even order there online. First thing, when you go on John's 666 Surveillance blog, the first thing you will see is a heading that goes like this. Privacy of World Citizens Wiped Out by USA. It was posted 2 days ago. John makes mention of Revelation 13, 16 through 18. And if you've not already read it, there's an introduction that reads, Introduction, please read this if it is your first time with this section. It continues to a full teaching article. Then you read down through that, and I'm giving you a good overview of what's currently posted on John's 666 Surveillance blog. And then you'll see commentary, and he even has a picture on there of this Utah data center that, according to him, is now officially online. And then there's the link, Privacy of World Citizens Wiped Out by USA. You can click on that if you want to read the link John comments, posted May 31st, 2013, the Utah Data Center is now fully operational as of May 30th. I warned this was coming. The Utah Data Center will intercept and store all the world's information. Yes, all of it. This center is going to play a huge role in the coming 666 surveillance system. Talking about what we just read there in the context of Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. The center is going to play a huge role in the coming 666 surveillance system. There is nothing stopping the emerging beast system. It now appears full speed ahead. Remember, this is not future, as the UDC, Utah Data Center, is now online. And let me just say, dear listener, that it would appear that it's certainly not a matter of if, but when this Utah Data Center is used for the evil that John speaks of here on this 666 surveillance blog that he just spoke of. Having said that, let me just say there's no need to panic and there's no need to fear these men. That's what they want. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We're told the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso trusteth in the Lord shall dwell safely. So don't fear these men. That's not why I'm sharing this with you. I'm not sharing this with you to make you fear these men. No, that's not why John's sharing. He's sharing it to keep you informed, that you may all the more fear the Lord and take refuge in Him and seek Him for the strength that you're going to need to live in the days that remain. And though we may not be able to prevent things from ultimately taking place, we can hinder them from happening by God's grace in the timing that they otherwise would, which is another reason why we're exposing this. There's a part down below that reads, with the privacy of every man, woman, and child on earth now deleted, as far as it is known, not one country has moved to litigate against NASA and the largest spy center known to mankind. And by the way, this is a reading from the actual article, or the actual link itself. The $2 billion, 1.5 million square foot facility on the outskirts of Salt Lake City in Bluffdale will store 1 trillion terabytes of information, a sort of computer that swallowed the world. The data center is alleged to be able to capture all forms of communication, including the complete contents of private emails, cell phone calls, and internet searches, as well as all sorts of personal data trails, parking receipts, travel itineraries, bookstore purchases, and other digital pocket litter. John goes on, nothing will be hidden from this system, as the powerful computers at the Utah Data Center can crack any code. They operate at 10 to the 15th power. Another portion from this article, from this link, in addition to collecting the world's information every day by satellites, by tapping into undersea cables, by picking up microwave links, and tapping cell phones and data links on your computer, email links, and so forth, James Bamford of Wired Magazine commented on this, the sole purpose of the Utah Data Center is for code breaking for the digital hip. It's called crypto cracking. Now, I obviously can't read through everything because we only got so much time on the Word of the King here today. So I'm just going to, for the most part, I'm going to read some of these links, and I would encourage you to go to John McTernan's new 666 surveillance blog and read this material for yourself. But there's another link on here that reads, the NSA, I believe that stands for National Security Association, launches program to help staff massive spy center. John goes on, may the Holy God of Israel bless and protect you. The following verse states, what the Bible says happens to all who reject salvation through Jesus Christ and receive the mark of the beast, Revelation 14, 9 through 11, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. John comments on e-tattoos. Recently, technology regarding the e-tattoo development has really accelerated. I have been waiting for this as it was lagging behind the other technology needed to create the 666 system. The information in these articles will have you on the cutting edge of what I believe is the technology to create the mark of the beast. There's another link. RFID chip finally arrived in society. It's actually a video. John says this is a great video which shows what lies ahead for society. What is needed is some way the chip can be mass-produced and easily applied. Another link, the high-tech tattoo that could replace all your passwords. Motorola reveals plans for ink and even pills to identify us. John comments, this is the heart of the 666 system. There must be an identifying mark, and the technology race is on to create such a mark. It must be able to be mass-produced and mass-applied to the people. The driving force to create this e-tattoo is crime. It is promoted as the sure way to prevent hacking of accounts. Now, I know what it's like to have my personal email account hacked, and I read that, and I'm like, well, who wants to have their email account hacked? Sounds like something people are going to really buy into, I'm sure. Because, again, who wants to have their email account hacked? Oh, but they got other intentions in mind, my friend. To rob you and strip you of all your privacy. And, again, this is coming from a man who used to work for the federal government. There's another link on there. Pentagon's mad scientists want a tattoo that tracks troops' vitals. The military is leading the pack, John comments, in the advancement of the 666 surveillance system. He takes a portion from this article and quotes, the Navy recently requested research proposals to develop the next generation of biostatistic devices. The solicitation, which opened last month, hopes new technologies can transcend the current paradigm of patient monitoring of needles, gels, and electrodes, and advanced materials make it possible to integrate everything from the sensors to the transmitter into thumb-sized membranes that can stick to skin, like temporary tattoos. The article goes on, the Navy is hoping that whichever company wins the research contract will be able to use a relatively new technology known as Epidermal Electronic Systems, EES, to make sensors that are both unobtrusive and durable enough for modern combat training. Using state-of-the-art, highly flexible materials, researchers can coil sensors, electronics, and transmitters into serpentine shapes that form a stretchable net. This innovative design contains all the necessary components in an ultra-thin layer about the thickness of a human hair, writes Zhenjiang Ma, I think I said that right, an electrical engineer at the University of Wisconsin, in a review of the technology. This is nothing to shrink at, my friend. Cut up on halfway point here at the Word of the King. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber. Again, Ecclesiastes 8, verse 4, where the Word of the King is, there is power who may say unto him, what doest thou? John goes on. There's another link he puts up on his 666 surveillance blog I'm going to encourage you to go to. You can go to it at 666surveillancesystem.com. Another link reads, the electronic temporary tattoo will be soon tracking your health. John comments, this is a real good article. He quotes part of the article, with a thickness of 0.8 micrometers at the widest, around 1,000th the diameter of a human hair, the thin mesh of silicone actually nestles into the grooves and creases in your skin, even the ones too small to see. Being small helps, but it's also important that the silicone is laid out in a serpentine pattern and bonded to a soft rubber substrate, allowing the stiff material to flex, a little bit like an accordion. There's even a picture John posted of this latest e-tattoo, according to him, is getting more powerful. And he has posted the mine. There's a link. Oh, there's another one he has below, just above that, about these e-tattoos. Entitled, will electronic tattoos replace internet passwords? and all other forms of identification. John comments, as the technology increases, this is starting to be a hot topic on the internet. Talk about these e-tattoos, electronic tattoos, that is. And then there's some articles posted on the mind and the role this technology is playing in the mind. There's a link. The microchip that will save your memory. Scientists set to implant device to preserve experiences into brains. Who wouldn't? If they could, who wouldn't want to preserve their memory? Again, folks, all this is being presented. It's being healthy and beneficial for you. But at the last, I repeat, they want to strip you of every last bit of your privacy. Don't you fall for it. You may not be able to help it if others fall for it, but you yourself don't have to fall for it. Good Vibrations, another link entitled Good Vibrations. Brain ultrasound improves mood. John comments, this is getting closer to the technology needed to sear the brain for mind control. Part of the 666 surveillance system is control of the mind so a person can never leave it. This is the type of technology that could be employed to control the masses' thinking. And of course, down at Washington, D.C., they're going to try to tell you, along with their liberal media assistants, that this is nothing but conspiracy theory. So that way they can just keep on doing their dirty work behind the scenes and you not blink twice about it. Another link. Obama unveils details. Oh, here we got Mr. Obama unveiling details on brain mapping initiative. John comments, this is a huge step towards mind control. They have to know how the brain functions and then the technology interfere with this functioning. This will lay the foundation of how the brain functions so then it can be tampered with to lock everyone into the 666 system. Talking about the coming cashless society in which without the mark of the beast, according to Revelation chapter 13, no man, no woman can buy or sell. A portion of this article concerning Obama unveiling details on brain mapping initiative reads, the brain initiative will accelerate the development and application of new technologies that will enable researchers to produce dynamic pictures of the brain that show how individual brain cells and complex neural circuits interact at the speed of thought, the White House said in a statement. These technologies will open new doors to explore how the brain records, processes, uses, stores, and retrieves vast quantities of information and shed light on the complex links between brain function and behavior. And by the way, let me just add also, this is also about man just trying to become his God. Man wants to be his God. He wants to know all things. That's another reason why they're motivated to engage in such technology, but at the end of the day, dear listener, there's none like the Holy God of Israel. There's none like the Lord Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He alone knows all things. John puts up another link. How to spot a murderer's brain. He goes on. Comment, this is part of the incessant drive to identify the function of the brain. It's going to end up controlling the people through searing the mind. The Bible talks about those who have their conscience seared with a hot iron. Speaking lies and hypocrisy in the Paul's one letter to Timothy. Needless to say, the forces behind the 666 surveillance system, they know how to speak lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Now they want to sear your conscience with a hot iron. John comments, I think in the near future there will be the technology to scan a brain to see if the person believes the Bible is the Word of God and Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Alright. I'm not going to be able to comment much more because we're starting to wind down here in the Word of the King. We got just under 10 minutes to go. So I'm not going to be able to comment much more like I've been, but I can read off a bunch of these articles that John has linked on his 666 Surveillance blog. So go to 666surveillancesystem.com and look into these for yourself. But another link reads, Samsung demos a tablet controlled by your brain. More articles. DHS kicks off $100 million employee ID project. Another link. Biometric database of all adult Americans hidden in immigration reform Another link. FBI, internet providers, spy for us or face a $25,000 fine. Another link. Web-connected cars bring privacy concerns. John posts up there, Revelation 22, verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come Lord Jesus, it is written. Then there's more information up there about e-tattoo monitors, brain waves. You go down. Another link reads, e-tattoo monitors, brain waves, and baby bump. Interesting. Another article. Pentagon's mad scientists want a tattoo that tracks troops' vitals. Another link. Finally, tattoos that let you control objects with your mind. Another link. After Boston, spending on video surveillance, expected to surge. And of course, they're also using, as you would imagine, this quote-unquote war on terror, though interestingly enough, Mr. Obama has a problem using that word terror and talking about terrorist attacks. They're also using that to justify all this technology. And however good it may sound and however well their intentions may seem on the surface, beware, don't be fooled, they want to strip you of all your privacy. Another link that this former employee of the federal government puts up on this 666 surveillance blog. New biometric cryptology takes us one step closer to a cashless society. There we got it, folks. Cashless society. Revelation 13, 16 through 18 says, without the mark of the beast, you will not be able to buy or sell. Another link. IRS to spy on our shopping records. Travel. Social interactions, health records, and files from other government investigators. Another link. Now your iPhone can read fingerprints, scan irises, and ID your face. Another link. Flight of the Little Bee. Tiny hovering robot creates buzz. Drones, large and small, coming to U.S. Another link reads. Homeland Security drones designed to identify civilians carrying guns. There's one for you gun owners. I'm all about defending the Second Amendment. Right to bear arms. There's a link for you. Homeland Security drones designed to identify civilians carrying guns. Hey, if you're listening to this and you're a member of the NRA, send that to the NRA, National Rifle Association. Another link. Your brain scans show who you're thinking about. This is all technology they got out there today, folks. Brain-computer interfaces inch closer to mainstream, raising questions. Another link. Mind control is becoming a reality. Another link. Brain man like brains. Mapped with network analysis. And another link. First direct brain-to-brain interface between two animals. And this is the last one I'm going to go to here for the day. And the very one underneath that, John posted a month ago, UDC Online, major advance in the 666 surveillance system. Again, UDC talking about the Utah data center now online. Hey, those of you who thought it was just conspiracy, the Utah data center is officially online. Check it out for yourself. 666surveillancesystem.com. To wind down in the word of the king, Jesus Christ said, two greatest commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Listener, you've failed. Keep both of those. For all of sin comes short of the glory of God, and yet Jesus said on those two commandments, hinged all the law and the prophets. The first of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. America, the United States of America, is a society that, by and large, has been given over to pleasure. And it's a pleasure that is sinful. It does not seek the pleasures that are at the right hand of God, according to the book of Psalms. It's a sinful pleasure. It worships and serves the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Does that describe you, listener? And so you're an idolater in the name of pleasure. That's right. You don't have to bow down to statues of Buddha, statues of any one of the gods of India. You don't have to worship that false god of Muhammad that they call Allah. You don't have to be bowing down to statues of Mary. And by the way, you ought not be bowing down to statues of Jesus Christ either. Yet Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. If you're trusting and seeking for peace in anyone other than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is manifest in the flesh, as Jesus Christ our Lord, you are an idolater. And I beseech you, in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. All idolaters of their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We're told, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Revelation 21, verse 8 says, for all liars of their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. One lie is all it takes to make you a liar. And yet we're told, let God be true, and every man a liar. Thou shalt not covet that which belongs to thy neighbor. We're told the covetous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And yet we're also told, for whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend at one point, he is guilty of all. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, whosoever looketh upon a woman, do lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Thou shalt not steal. Thieves shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We're told in Hebrews, marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled. The homeowners and adulterers, God will judge. How many states in the United States of America have passed laws supporting what they call, quote-unquote, gay marriage? That word gay means happy. There's nothing gay about, quote-unquote, gay marriage. 12 states, at least in the United States of America now, have deemed marriage as God ordained it between a man and a woman, not honorable enough to uphold. Is any wonder God's letting the fire fall? Is any wonder he's letting the tornadoes hit? Is any wonder that we got a government given to us by God as judgment for our sins as a nation that seeks to do nothing but rob us of our privacy and bring us into subjection and make us nothing but ruthless slaves to them and their one world anti-Christ agenda? Hey, America. Hey, world. This is what you get from God in return for your willful disobedience. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless of taking his name in vain. Don't you use the name of Jesus Christ as a cursed word? Don't you go around saying God and the word damn and saying God and then forsakes? Oh, how you use the name of God so loosely. And as a blasphemer, you deserve a lake of fire according to God. Jesus said, he that believeth on him, as the Son of God, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So therefore, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And the Spirit of God, as you believe on him, as it's given unto you from heaven, will come in and take up residence within you, and give you life more abundantly here and now, by the resurrected Son of God, who liveth and abideth forever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This has been the Word of the King. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber. Till next time, God bless.